Yeah. So that's the most question. Amayishno amudim. Deloy, how come the amudim in not let a touch on Shabbos? The frame of the loom, ilayim of the covered gumas. If you're going to tell me, because you're going to make holes now, what's trying to make a hole? So Rashi says, talking about a loom like it only has two sticks to it, and it doesn't have four posts to hold it up. It only has two poles. So how do you have it sticking up? That you stick the two poles into the ground. So now on Shabbos, if you want to use the poles, you have to pull them out of the ground. So here, when you're pulling them out of the ground, you're making a hole. So at the Gemara name, gumas amela kehevin. The holes that you're making now come by itself. In other words, you put the stick in before Shabbos. So the hole was made from before Shabbos. Now when you're picking it out, the hole comes by itself. I'll bring you right. It's now. We went to the Mishnah Kalim. Hatoim in lefis. If somebody hides or puts in the ground lefis, the turnips, utsinoinis, and radishes. Takas a geffen, even though you're planting it now in the geffen, in the vineyards, but we're talking about now you're just storing it there, and I didn't let it stay like 2-3 days till it started to be nishra, till it started to grow. You're just storing there for one day. Is in mixas all the magul, if part of the leaves are open on top, you could grab a hold of the leaves and pull the radish out of the ground. You should know it's mutter to do it even on Shabbos. Is ain't no chayshes leimishim climb. There's no way to climb to say maybe it started to grow the vegetables here in the kerem, because we're talking about where there wasn't nishros yet, there was no roots yet. For leimishim shrius, there's no way to shrius, now that a plant on shrius, because you didn't plant, you're just storing it there. It's not a shell, you planted it now and it should have a new din mice, like it starts over like tevel, and you have to take off fresh mice again. You're allowed to pull out of the ground this radish on Shabbos. Is v'sodeh, so why? When you're pulling it out, you're making the hole there? That there it is, because you put the radish into the ground before Shabbos. So the hole was made from before. Now all you're doing is just picking it out of the ground. That's called b'mela. So here also, if you have the kli ariga, if you have this like the poles of the loom, they were pushed into the ground before Shabbos. Why can't you take it out on Shabbos? And if the Gemara is a teret, they saw the liyosalashvi gumas. If it's talking about in the field, like by the case of the radish and the lefis, there with enetam, you line up, pull it out of the ground on Shabbos, because you're not making the hole was there before. Ah, let's be geyser. Maybe after you pull it out, you come to fill up the hole, to smooth out the hole, to saw that we don't make this gzeirah. Here we're talking about the isha that weaves. She weaves in a house. She has her loom, her weaving machine, that the two poles are stuck into the ground. So if you're going to pull out the pole on Shabbos, there's a gzeirah, also lashvuya gumas. We're afraid that after they pulled it out and the hole is there, you come to smooth out the hole, fill up the hole. And now beneath the rice of vinyan, you're fixing up your house. It's a mall, they didn't have like rugs on the floor. The floor was the ground. So if you have a hole in the ground, you'll come to fill it up on Shabbos. That'll be nisa binyan. That's why it's awesome. The more boyim in Rabbi Yechonin, Rabbi Yehuda Balivoy. Rabbi Yechonin has a shout out from Yehuda Balivoy. Kli kiyua. What about these kalim of the orig, the weaver's kalim? Kigoin koyver elyon, the top pole that you hold the strings with. The koyver atachton, the bottom pole you hold the strings with. Mal atachton b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos? Do these have a shame kli or don't they have a shame kli? Or Malay, he answered him, ain't metaltel. Not like we learned before. Before we had a man, the Yerman said, it's mutiv, it's called a kli. He answered back, no, it's also to do it. My time, what's the time it's also to touch it? Why is it not called a kli? The fish ain't metaltel. Touch it, because they're not metaltel. What does it mean they're not nitolim? So Rashi, the bottom Rashi, lefish she'ena nitolim, af b'chol b'fnei chayvdon, hilka kol malachton lekach. Now, since they weigh so much, you don't use it for any other purpose. Even in the middle of the weekday, it's only used for weaving. So a kli that's only used for weaving, that's like luksa machlos ksar and kis. You have no doubt use it for anything else. Only for weaving, that's bottle the shame kli. Since you can't weave on Shabbos, it's not called a kli. So he holds that these two kelim are muksa. So at the Mishnah Vayta, mekaplin es hakelim afilu abo v'chamisha pomim. You're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos even 4 or 5 times. We'll soon see exactly how much, exactly what's mutter to fold. Vayta matzin es hamita, you're allowed to make your bed milel Shabbos l'Shabbos. On Friday night, l'kovet Shabbos morning, you're allowed to make your bed on Shabbos, l'abit l'kovet Shabbos. Avoloi mi Shabbos l'moitzoi Shabbos. But you can't make the beds on Shabbos, l'kovet moitzoi Shabbos. That's called hachona for moitzoi Shabbos. That's awesome. We have Yishmoy loimer mekaplin es hakelim. You're allowed to fold the kelim on Shabbos. and you could make the beds. Miyom HaKippurim l'Shabbos. As Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're allowed to make your bed l'kavod Shabbos. As he holds no Yisrachonam from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Vayta v'chel v'Shabbos kreivim b'Yom HaKippurim. When Shabbos and then Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, so you brought the Tomet Shabbein Abayim, you have a mincha time on Shabbos, you brought the Korban. So you shechter on Shabbos. And you have the chel of the Amurim left over that you weren't makriv it yet. He didn't put the chelav on the mizbeach, and it comes at night time with soi Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, and the malas, the chelav alone, you let it burn it the whole night. You let it burn it now in Yom Kippur also. The korban of Shabbos could be brought, could be makter, could be burnt on Yom Kippur. Avoloi shal Yom Kippur b'Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, then you check the Tomit Shabbein Abayim of Yom Kippur, and you have the Chelav left over, you're not allowed to burn it at night on Shabbos. As Gosi holds, Yom Kippur is like Kal than Shabbos. So a korban of Shabbos could be brought in Yom Kippur, but a korban from Yom Kippur cannot be burnt at night time by Shabbos. Thus, how to be Shmuel? We'll see in the Gemara exactly how he knows this. Yabbi Kiva, Lam Yabbi Kiva says, Loi Shal Shabbos Kravim Yom Kippurim. He holds no. They both have the same much Kedusha, you can't do one for the other. If you have the korban of Shabbos that you brought on Shabbos and you didn't bring, you weren't makter the emurim, you didn't burn the emurim on the mizbeach, and it comes now mitzvah Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. He's lo yishol Shabbos kreivim b'Yom Kippurim, but lo yishol Yom Kippurim kreivim b'Shabbos, and not the emurim of Yom Kippur can't be brought on Shabbos. Yom Kippur came out on Friday and have it left over. You didn't burn it yet. You can't burn it at night on Shabbos. Zegrashi mekapen es akedum. The godim kishe poishton, when you poish spread it out, mekaflin, you fold it. Mifnei shemasrachachin mechibusan, or miskamten kishenu mekfolim. Because if it's not folded, it'll get creased. So you want to fold it now to get the creases out. So in certain times it's mutl, we'll see in the Gemara when. Afil dalvei pomim, the last solution by biyim. Habi have das to wear it on Shabbos, you'll have to fold your clothing to wear on Shabbos. That's called mutl, not called achana for tomorrow. So to make your beds from Shabbos, from Moitzoy Shabbos, that's called Achona from Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos. But the Maitzvah, they say that's only if the only purpose you're doing is just to have the beds nice for Moitzoy Shabbos. The more today, the matter to make the beds on Shabbos, because the ladies like the room to look nice, even look up at Shabbos. It bothers them if the bedroom is not nice. So therefore, they're allowed to make the beds now, even on Shabbos, that's called a covered Shabbos. Not only for Moitzoy Shabbos, it's right for today to make the room look nice. Zaki Gemara, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Lo Yishonu Elo B'Yodem Echad. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to fold your clothing on Shabbos for the purpose of Shabbos. It's only one person by himself. Avo B'Shnei B'Nei Yodem Lo. If you need two people to fold it, then it's awesome. You can't fold it with two people. Vayitu V'Odem Echad, even with one person, Amri Lo Yomor Nelo B'Chadoshim. We're only talking about new clothing you're allowed to fold. His new clothing doesn't get so wrinkled, so the clothing, the folding is not such a big tikkun. Avo B'Yishonem Lo. But old clothing that was washed already once, so then when if you don't fold it, the creases are nicker. Then by folding it's called, you looks like you'll be misnacking the kli to take out the creases. But the b'chadoshim nami, even new clothing that we say a lot of, fold your clothing, lo yamor ne'elabal avonim, it's only with white ones. Hey, white clothing don't get so crinkled. Avo b'tzavuyim, if you have colored ones, lo, even a new colored shirt, a new colored jacket, you're not allowed to fold on Shabbos. Even a new white one that you're allowed to fold this on if you don't have another shirt. But if you have another shirt, so instead of folding this one, use the other shirt. But if you have another shirt to wear, you're not allowed to fold this one, better use the other one. The Maratona show based on Gamliel. Lohoyu Makaflin Kli Lovin Shlehem. They did not fold their new white clothing on Shabbos. Why? Because he had other ones to wear, so instead of folding this one, they'd rather wear than the other ones. Amar Rav Huna, im yesh to lahachlif yachlif. If you have what to change around clothing, you should change around clothing. V'im ein lo lahachlif yishalshal. This is like a new halacha. He's saying like l'kavod Shabbos, you should change your weekday clothing l'kavod Shabbos. Come Shabbos, don't wear the same clothing you wore in the middle of the week, but put on a new beged. What about if you don't have a new suit? You only have one suit, that's all you have. You don't have two suits. You don't have a special suit for covered Shabbos. So what's the Yetzer? The Yetzer is Yishalshul of Begodiv. That means unless a mold used to wear like even the men even used to wear like dresses. So let the dress come down a little bit. Let it go longer to the ground. So Rashi's mazbah, that's the way Ashirim, rich people, used to wear like that. As if you're a workman, you had to work hard, so you couldn't afford to let your dress go down to the floor, you get it dirty. But the Ashirim, the rich people that didn't have to work, they were able always to have the dress down to the floor, it never got dirty. Tread the Gemara, maskalar of Safra, for mischazik karamais rucha, to tell him on Shabbos to make his clothing go down to the ground, he looks like a bikshav, like he's an Ashir. It's not nice for a bagayvnik then. You have the Gemara name. Since every day in the middle of the week he doesn't dress like this, in the middle of the week he lets his suit up. For the COVID, and today only on Shabbos to make Shabbos different, he puts his clothing a little bit down. He doesn't look like a bagayvenik. Now the rabbit's being done the COVID Shabbos. So Taistaka says here in the Kaplan, Kedon's Taistas, Mikan, Lamadnu, the Osa, the Kapel, Taliso, Shabbos, Knesses. The fee shame sir lamacher. As even if your talus would be a new talus and a white one, but still it's also to fold it on Shabbos, because the purpose of folding it is not to cover Shabbos, it's only to be able to use it tomorrow. So now I'll make a chon, you can't do anything today for tomorrow. So no heter to fold your talus is on Shabbos. So the little ksas heter there is that this issue of folding it is the pshad, that by folding on the exact same crease you had before, then it's misaknit. It makes so you don't have new creases. But one answer is if you fold it, but not makba to fold on the same fold you had before. You fold a little bit different, like you're not makba do a perfect job on Shabbat, that's mutum. So only yostiv, when you fold it, you do a perfect fold. So anachnam, if you want to fold your talus on Shabbat, you shouldn't fold it exactly the way you fold it in the middle of the weekday. Make it a little bit looser, not exactly so direct. Such good on the same folds. Hold then it's a little bit shallow if you want to hang up your pants on Shabbos. Shav, you grab your pants, you know, with the two cuffs, told the mamish zeh keneged zeh to get the exact folding point, that will also be a shayla of folding. But some people want to be maker, if you just hang it up on a hanger, throw it over the chair, that's not called kippel. His kippel means you fold it over one on top of the other, so the kovid, that weight of the top, like pushes down on the bottom, that makes the creases go out. If you just fold it over the chair or put it in the hanger, some people are maker, I think they have a shukl, stuff like that. But the ma'aseh, there are some people that are machmir. So mitzchil is better to be machmir. Again, not to fold exactly your pants on the right fold the way you do in the middle of the week then. Right. Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, V'chibadetoy mi'asayis d'rachecha. Shabbos you should be mechabed. From doing d'rachecha your own ways. What does that mean? V'chibadetoy you should be mechabed Shabbos. Shlo yehei malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel chol. The clothing you wear on Shabbos should not be the same clothing you wear in Chol. Hey, you should have new clothing to cover Shabbos. The Gemara v'chihod the Rabbi Yechonin. Kori lamanei mechabdoisai. Rabbi Yechonin used to call his clothing his covered. In other words, clothing is mechabed the person. Imagine a person will walk around without clothing. There's no cover to him. It's not dignified. What makes you dignified? Your clothing. The Bot says v'chibarto yishi mechabed Shabbos. It means with nice clothing. And they brought down for some tzaddikim, it says they should have new clothing for Shabbos. It doesn't only mean like a new suit, a new shirt. That every single clothing they had was new. They had new underwear to cover Shabbos, new socks to cover Shabbos. And everything they put on was new to cover Shabbos. I mean, not new, just different than the weekday. Yes, if you have it, as much as you have, you can do. If you don't have as much as possible, you should have different clothing to cover Shabbos, be mechabed Shabbos. But the pasuk says, "Me'asayis terachecha." What does that mean? When you walk on Shabbos, it should be a different type of walking than you walk in the middle of the weekday. Tomorrow, Nama Bezos will explain how is it different. Vayit HaPosah says, Nimtzai Chefzecho, from doing your own chefet, your own business. Vidashin Chefzecho Asurim, like you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, or even do maisim about it. Hashenkin Chefzeh Shemayim Mutorim, to do things, to get to mitzvahs, Chefzeh Shemayim, that's mutter. Shrashi learns, Mimsa Chefzchad Rashi, Ki Yehudi Amin Abi Ervin, Lo Yitai Lodul Masayif Sadeil, the Shabbos. Person should not walk to the end of his field on Shabbos. Lay the Mayit Zrichot, look over his fields to see what his fields need. You shouldn't like do Maisim of walking to see what your fields need. Mashenkin Chefzchad Shemayim Atorim, you're going Poiskin Stoko, O Mishadchen, Ala Tinoikis Lieris. You'll have to be Poisik, how much Stoko you want to give, and you could make Shaduchim on Shabbos. That's called Chefzchad Shemayim, that's mutter. But the Pasuk says, V'daber Dover, your talking should be different on Shabbos. What does that mean? Shlo yehei divurcha shol Shabbos ki divurcha shol chol. that you talk different on Shabbos the way you talk in the middle of the weekday. So Rashi learns Pshat Shleid Ruchah Shal Shabbos Ruchah Shachil. We're going Mekach Lemecha VeChesbrinis. You're not allowed to talk about business while making plans about business on Shabbos. That Dibur is also. Tosis learns different. Look at the top Tosis. Shleid Ruchah Shal Shabbos Ruchah Shachil. Pirish Bekuntris. We're going Mekach Lemecha. You shouldn't talk about business on Shabbos. So Tosis Yaniru Rabbeinu Tam. To Akvah Nafku Mimsechetzucho. That was the Pshat before we had. Don't do business Mimsechetzucho. Don't do your own business on Shabbos. Only business of Shemayim on Shabbos. Therefore, Tais learns Pshat Nir Rabbeinu Tam. The Elohim Rabbeinu Tam. The Yom of Vayikur Rabba. It says in the Medrash Vayikur Rabba. You have a Shimon Ben Yochai, Heavy Lay Emo, Sabta. He had an old grandmother. There was Mishtoi Sagi. She was talking a lot. Stop talking on Shabbos. Omar Lo. He told her, Emo, Shiftohu, Shaftohu, Shaska. He told her Shabbos today, be quiet. Mashma Shein Kol Kach LeDavid B'Shabbos Kumeh B'Chol. You shouldn't talk too much on Shabbos as if you talk on the weekday. The less talking you do on Shabbos is better. I feel it's not Lashon Hara. I feel it's not Tavarim B'Talim. Stam, the less you talk is better. To a sound, as Kol Ponim is Kedai, to know the Yerushalmi Teiris brings down, Teiris brings down the Yerushalmi, you'll be Yerushalmi Yamrinon, the Teirich Hatiru B'Shila Shalom B'Shabbos. Hey, it's B'Teirich, it was hard for them, but they will not to you, that our Kol Ponim, you could say, good Shabbos. You could give Shila Shalom on Shabbos. Let us say good Shabbos to somebody. Masha Mikra, didn't even that much you shouldn't talk. As if it's possible not to talk anything on Shabbos. Alright, but our koponim is the to us, at least we shouldn't talk at least Lashnar and Vorm Asurim on Shabbos. But our koponim, the Ikra Din, is the Midazar not to talk at all on Shabbos. And some of us learn the Pshat is, well, we learn out, it says on Shabbos, it says, V'yishpas v'yam ha-shvir, Chodesh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos. What's Pshat Hashem rested? What was his Moloch he did the whole week on Sheshes Shemei Breshes? So it says, Hu Omar V'yehi. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? Hu Omar, Hashem said a Dibur, Hashem said, and with this Dibur he created the world. Kum Desayis, when Hashem rested on Shabbos, what does that mean? He was Shabbos. He was Shabbos from Dibur. Hashem didn't say anything on Shabbos. So Desayis, when we're supposed to be Daimet Hashem on Shabbos, so our Shvisa should also be from Dibur, not to talk as much as possible. Right. Dibur also, there's a Dika Koponim that only talking is also. Hiru Mutter. There's a lot of Imharan things. Shirashi learns Hiru Mutter. Lahara believe by Kach Pakach Yitzias and Yitzarach Leitzi. Al Sadezu. A lot of stamps think in your mind how much I need to do or for business. If you're just thinking about it, it's Mutter. So only also either to talk about it, or as the Grashi said before, you're not allowed to go down to your field, walk to your field, and look over your field. That's like a Maisa. But if you stop home in the house and you stop thinking about what you have to do for business, that's mutter. So tomorrow, bishlei makulu lechai. All the cases we explained already. Elo shloye luchu shashavus luchu shachol. What does that mean? Mahi. What does that mean? The walking on Shabbos should be different. And the Gemara kiho di omer rafuna omer rav v'yamilo omer rav abba omer rafuna hayemhalech b'shabbos. Someone is walking in the street on Shabbos. He met a puddle of water in front of him. There was some water in front of him. If you can take a regular step means you put down the second foot before you pick up the first foot. It's just a regular footstep. Yeah? Then it's mutter. It's mutter like to walk over the puddle of water. But if you can't stop, walk over the puddle of water, like before, when you put down one foot, before you pick up the other foot, the foot will go into the water. Elamai, how do you want to get over this? You want to jump. Jumping is a pshat, is both feet are off the ground at the same time. That's also not allowed to jump over the puddle of water. That's how Hilach on Shabbos is different than Hilach in the middle of the week. In the middle of the week, you jump over the puddle. On Shabbos, you shouldn't jump. Then what do you have to do? You have to walk around. Mask of Lov Rova. Hechi Levit, I was there, what should he do? Lakef, you want to tell me you should walk around the puddle of the Zoy Kamafish Bilucha? What's so good about that? You're making them walk more on Shabbos. What's so good about that? Ella, my what? Levor, the territory, let him put his foot in the water. So what? Let him walk over it. And the more name, Zimnin de Mizvasan Mani, Maya. Sometimes by putting his foot in the water, even his socks or even his clothing will get wet. And then the Yosodei Schita, we're afraid maybe you come to squeeze out his pants from the wetness, and that will be an Issa squeezing out. Rashi, lever, sheyosim ragle mayim, let him walk, stam, I will get, put his foot in the water, so what? Teretzizim, the mesvasa mani, yishara b'mayim, sometimes clothing will get soaked in water, and we're afraid he'll come to make a schita.
So the Gemara Elo, Poho Akivan, Lo Yevsha Shapadomi. Since he has no Eitza, Avada then Shapadomi, it's Rashi Lidloi, Ladalik. If he has no Eitza, he's rather than walking all around the puddle, let it jump over the puddle. So you see, even though you're not supposed to walk faster on Shabbat, it's only when there's no, doesn't make a difference. But Avada, if it's a question of walking faster, or maybe you get yourself wet, it's good to jump over the puddle of water. And so then Avada, if it's raining on Shabbat, and you're walking on the street, there's no wind in this time, you should walk slow. You're not machliv to get yourself wet on Shabbos. So Vada, if it starts raining when you're in the middle of the street, the Vada just will start walking a little bit faster. Who did it to Mr. Shred? The Gemara says here, what are we afraid? So if you put your foot down in the water, maybe your pants that will get wet. And what's the Xerah then? That you come later maybe to squeeze it out. When you have clothing on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put any clothing into water. Just putting clothing into water, Shriyosan Zuig Libunan. That's the washing. That's an Issa Libun on the Godim, just putting it into water. You're not allowed to put your shirt or pants into water. So why do we have to come on to here? Because maybe you'll wring it out, you'll be soichet, you'll squeeze it out later. Just putting your pants into water alone is awesome. See, you have to say here, it's not mechavin for that. We're talking about now when he's walking, he puts his foot into the water, it's not mukvach, his pants will get wet. Roger says, Elamai, if it will go wet, that would, but that alone be mutzik, because it's any mischavim. After it gets wet, we're afraid that maybe you'll come to squeeze it out. But else you have to say, maybe he was talking about dirty water. So if it's dirty water, there's no issa kibbutz. It doesn't look like libun, just putting it into dirty water. But then the gzera will be that maybe afterwards, after it's in water, you come to wring out, to squeeze out the dirty water. That will be an issa libun there. The more eloka the boy menei Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. So Mali, what's taken of shat on Shabbos Yehiluch should be different. We said no, if it's talking about a puddle of water, you're allowed to jump over it on Shabbos. So where is the Hiluch of Shabbos different than the Hiluch of the middle of the week? So the Gemara Eloh ki deboy menei Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Mal if so yep see gasib Shabbos, you're allowed to take big steps on Shabbos. So Rashi learns Miova Mishumim Said Rachecha Psiya Gasa Yosi Miyama Psiya Benes Amma. A regular step is an Amma. More than an Amma, that's called a big Psiya, a big step. Can you take big steps on Shabbos? Omala, he answered him back, Bechi Bechel Mehutra, even in the middle of the week, you're not going to take big steps. Shani Yemika, so I say, Psiya Gasa, taking big steps, even in the middle of the weekday. Is Nertelet Echad Mechamesh Meyas Bimorena, if it takes away 1/500 of your eyesight, Shalodim. Ah, your Mazoi, a person should be pretty bit off. Ishkamak can come blind if it keeps on jumping. But there it is, a Mahadale Bikadusha Devei Shimsha. When somebody makes Kiddush and he drinks from the wine on Shabbos, that's Mahadale, that makes his eyesight back to normal. Trashi Kiddusha Devei Shimsha, Hashoise Miyayin Shal Kiddush Beleil Shabbos. If you drink from the wine of Kiddush on Friday night, Leil Shabbos, that's Mahadale, that brings back your eyesight. Right. Boy men a Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi. Mal lechol adama b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat ground? Dirt? Can you eat dirt on Shabbos? That's what he asked him. Shrashi learns, Migoz rubo mishum schika samonim kishar refu aloi. If somebody wants to take this for refua, is there an issa to eat the dirt on Shabbos? Is that a gzera mishum refu or not? Amalei, he answers him back, v'chi b'chol mihutro, it's even in the weekday, is it muta to eat dirt? Shani yoyme, because I say, af b'chol osam afnei shumalka. I tell you, even the weekday you can't take this dirt. Because dirt is not a refuah, no fakert. Dirt just makes you worse. Shrashi mevul dechoyli. Dirt just brings a sickness upon you. It doesn't heal you. Savad, even the weekday you can't eat the dirt. Savad and Shabbos, you can't eat it. Om Rabami, koloichel meyof, reshabov, whoever eats from the dirt of bovel, is kilo oichel mibosra avoysav. It's as if he's eating from the meat of his fathers. So Shrashi shemeshul shambagoyla. The Ovis that died, Begolus, they were buried there in Bovel. The Yeshem, some say, Kilu Eicha Shkotzim Ramoshim, as if you're eating Shkotzim Ramoshim. You see, the Pasuk says, V'yimachas Kol Yekum, as by the marble, everything got destroyed. And Amaresh Lokish, Loma Nikra Shema Shinur, why was Bovel called Shinur? She called Maisei Mabel Ninur Lusham, so all the dead of the marble went down to Bovel, were buried there. Why do we call it also Metzula? She called Meisei Mabul and Stalul Lusham. All the Meisei Mabul got swallowed down to there and was buried there in Bovel. For the Gemara of Avadi is Machu Yismachu. How could they say that the Nisa Tid at the ground? Because the Shkos Ramoshim, the Shkos Ramoshim got disintegrated. Like it's not there anymore. Rashi says, Shkotz v'moshim hovada yis machui v'loy nasu ofa didn't come into dirt. They got disintegrated. Amri yoteretzeis kivan the malki, since by eating dirt, it's bad for you, it gets you sick, is gozwa be rabbonim, the rabbonim made it there, the rabbonim gave you the din, as if you're eating shkotz v'moshim. His rabbonim told you not to eat it. But not that it really has like eating shkotz v'moshim, just rabbonim agrees it, since it's bad for you, it gets you sick, not to eat it. So the Maramaisa, the who gave for a certain person, the Yochel Gagishta, he ate a piece of ground. Gagishta. Yevi Ochel Tachli, he ate crest afterwards. The Kotchele Tachle Belibe. And Rashi learned what Kotchele means. Rashi Niklatu HaShechlayim Badoma. In his stomach, the Shechlayim, the crest, started to grow in the ground. The Godel Bemeiv, it grew in his stomach. Vinoga Belibe Amaze. It hit his heart and killed him. Amaze. Therefore, you shouldn't eat dirt. And who I did before, you shouldn't eat from the dirt of Bovel, because since the Mesei Mabel, all the people that died in Mabel went down to Bovel and was buried there, so it's considered like eating from Avoisav. Someone that's also why the Rabbonim made Gzeira Tumas Eretz Amim. Is outside Eretz Yisrael, all the ground hasn't been Tumla. Because since the Goyim or the Mesei Mabel were buried there, and we don't know where they were buried, therefore all the ground has Tumla to it, with Rabbonim. Right, the Pasuk says in Rus, for Rachatzta, Nomi told Rus, she should take a shower, Rachatzta, Vasachachta, and put on, and shmei yourself with oil. Vesamta simlasaych, and put on your clothing. Omer Abloza, Elu begodim shal Shabbos. That Nomi told her to put on begodim means special begodim shal Shabbos. Your special begodim. Right, the Pasuk says, Tein lachochem yachemoy. Tell a chochem a little bit chochma, and you'll become even smarter. Omer Reb Loza, Zu Rus HaMoaviyya Ushmul HaMosi. This goes on Rus and on Shmuel. Why? Rus by Rus, the Maisa was Dilu Noimi, Ko Omer Lo, V'rachatta, V'sachachta, V'samta, Sumasayach Olecho, V'yuradato HaGoyrin. His Noimi told the Netzer, first take the shower, and first get dressed up with your makeup, and then go down to the Goyrin, and go down to the fields. V'ilu Budido, what is it said by Rus? What did Rus LaMaisa do? Ksiv, it says, Vaterid Hagurin, she went down to the field first. For her then, there by the field, she took a shower there and she got dressed up there. And that was a double shachokma, Rashi says, because people shouldn't think she was a zayna. If she'd go down to the fields all dressed up, if somebody would see her, they'll think she's a zayna. But now she went down in her regular clothing, they won't be choshe she's a zayna. Shmuel, what was the maisa? What was the chokma of Shmuel? Dilu Eli. Eli told Shmuel, Shochav, Vahoyim, Mikra Lecha, Vyamata, Devar Hashem, Kishmeya Avdecha, Dibur Hashem, Kishmeya Avdecha. That was the Maitre when Shmuel was having his first time in Nevuah. Hashem was coming to Shmuel and saying, Shmuel, and Shmuel didn't realize it, and Shmuel thought that Eli was calling him. So it happened three times that Shmuel went to Eli and said, what do you want? And Eli said, I didn't call you. So finally Eli realized that it has to be that the Shechina is Nevuah to Shmuel. So Eli told Shmuel, next time you hear Hashem calling you Shmuel, say, Dibur Hashem, talk Hashem, Yishmei Avdecha. Vilu b'didei, but what did Shmuel l'maisa do? Ksiv bei, v'ayovei Hashem yisyatza v'yikru kapam b'pam, Shmuel. Because Baruch Hu called again the fourth time again, he called Shmuel. V'yoymer, Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Dibur Yishmei Avdecha. He just said, speak because I'm listening. Like he didn't come out like a talk directly to Hashem like a little chutzpahdik. Dibur Hashem, Hashem should talk. He just said Dibur. So that was a chokhmah of Shmuel. Right to the Pasuk says, Vateleich, Rus went, Vatovet, she came, Vatelakit Basode, and she collected the tefuah in the fields. Omer Reb Loza, Sheholcha Vosa, she went and came. Holcha Vosa, she went and came. At Shemotzah, Vneyodim Hamugonim, Leilechimoim. That Ruth didn't want to go in the fields herself. She only waited till she saw people, Mugonim, nice, respectful people, and she went with them. And Boyez told his workers, his Naroi, his helpers, Hanit Kabbala Kretzim, the people are taking care of the Kretzim, of the cut down Tfua. Lemiha Naroi Zois, he said, yes, them, who is this girl that's here? Was it a statement that Boyez, he was a god lador? The Gemara of Talmud Chochem, that he asked about girls? Omer Reb Loza, Tavar Chochma Ruabo. Teretz was, Boyez saw tremendous Chochma in Rus. He saw something different about her. That Shnei Shibolam Lokta. If she only found two bundles, she took. Shloisha shibola main lokta, but three she did not take. And that's a loch of leket. Leket is only mutter. The balabas leaves over two, it's mutter. Left over three, it's awesome. So she knew this halacha as he was nishtoimim. He looked at her. He asked who she is. Mathis and Tana the Bryce, he learned. David sneers, Ruabo. He saw Ruas act with tremendous sneers. I met this movement. When it came to pick the standing tour, she stood up. No, he fell as Miyosha. When it came to pick up the falling tour, she sat down. She didn't like bend over, not sneeze, but so she sat down with her sneers. Daita v'cho sud b'kun v'choi sid b'kun im naroisai. So Boaz told Ruth, you should be together with my narois, with my slaves, with my maids. For the Gemara, v'chidaka shaboyez adavik im noshim, the derech for